From Tidbits on August 16th, 2010, this is Wrangle Your Fonts with Take Control of Fonts in Snow Leopard, written by Adam C. Angst. Managing fonts in macOS 10 is all too often like herding cats, all those fonts folders. But you can now corral your serif and sans-serif felines with our new Take Control of Fonts in Snow Leopard. Written by Sharon Zardetto, this 225-page ebook covers not only everything you need to know about fonts in macOS 10, 10.6 Snow Leopard, and 10.5 Leopard, but also special font situations in software such as Adobe, CS4 and CS5, Microsoft Office 2004 and 2008, iLife, and iWork. Important topics covered include where your fonts reside, in what order they load, and what, if anything, you should do about it. The ins and outs of different font installation methods. Using Fontbook to manage, validate, and organize fonts. Making the most of character-rich Unicode fonts. Using Apple's Character Palette or Character Viewer and Keyboard Viewer to insert and explore special characters. The quirks of fonts from Microsoft Office 2004 and 2008, and which ones you should keep around. And organizing fonts from Adobe CS2, CS3, CS4, and CS5 so that they are available when you need them. The ebook costs $15 and includes a coupon worth 20% off on any purchase from Ragonis Software, makers of the font utility Popcar 10 and other software. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and boy, if you're looking for information about fonts, you're not going to find it anywhere but here. This is Sharon's got all the stuff you need to know about fonts in macOS 10. Thank you, Sharon.